Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from Immunutrition right here in Madison and Madison Healthcare Services. Amber, how's your week going?
Pretty good. How about yours?
Not too bad. A little wet and rainy as we speak here today, but
it is.
Winter's coming. I don't like that too much.
No, you know, I like fall. I don't love the cool, rainy fall days, but...
We'll be talking about changing your diet for winter or something here pretty soon.
Sure, like cozy comfort foods. That's always a good winter
topic. That's a
good topic,
yeah. But today it's even a better topic.
I think so, right?
This is a great topic. Everybody loves chocolate.
That's right.
At least most people.
Most people love chocolate.
Maybe who are allergic to it or something, but most people like chocolate.
Yes.
And it is National Chocolate Day today. Lovers Day.
National Chocolate Day today.
All right.
Yeah. And Friday is, of course, Halloween.
Right.
So people probably already have those Halloween bowls sitting out, ready to go.
That's
right. Some people probably have some chocolate in there.
I bet they do.
And there's a lot of stuff that ends up in the news about chocolate. Sometimes good, sometimes not so good. So I thought we could talk a little bit today about the truth about chocolate.
All right. Well, let's hear it.
Let's do it. So I think chocolate is interesting. Chocolate's been around for thousands of years. So the domestication of chocolate, if you will, and cacao beans dates all the way back to about 1800 BC. So quite a while ago. And it originated in the Amazon region. So our cacao trees originated in South and Central America. But the first way that people consumed it, first people actually used it for non-food things. But then when people started to consume it, they started drinking it. And it was a frothy drink, hot or cold, depending on which group of people you're looking at, but probably not super comparable to what we think of as hot chocolate or chocolate milk. So a little bit different than how we use it. Now, people didn't begin eating actual solid chocolate candy pieces until almost 1850. So around 1847 was the first production of solid chocolate. So really, chocolate hasn't been around that long in the grand scheme of things as far as how we eat it today. And even then, I would say it probably wasn't a Hershey's bar. A little bit different.
Probably just a clump of brown stuff.
Cacao, yeah. Like the dark chocolate nibs that you maybe think of.
Right.
But milk chocolate came around not too long after that, around the 1860s. So we have been consuming milk chocolate, even sweeter chocolate, for quite a while. Now, today, even though it originated in the Americas, about 70% of the world's cocoa comes from West Africa, which is just kind of an interesting little tidbit there.
No, I thought it came from Nestle's.
They probably get it from
Africa,
West Africa.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
And Nestle was actually involved in those 1800s confectionery
Hershey's
inventions.
And Nestle's and all those.
That's right. Yeah. So the biggest consumers of chocolate, the U.S. is right up there. Now, when it comes to pure amount, the United States consumes the most. Now, we have a pretty big population compared to a lot of other countries. So per capita, we don't consume quite as much. But the United States, the UK, France, Japan, Saudi Arabia, Germany, Romania, Russia, all huge chocolate consumers. So why do we eat chocolate?
Because it's good.
Do you like dark chocolate?
I like any kind of chocolate.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you like... Almond Joy, right? That's and that's a dark. No, that's milk chocolate.
Yep.
Mounds is dark chocolate, right?
I prefer kind of the milk chocolate over the dark chocolate.
And a lot of people do.
Right.
So when we talk about,
they're all good.
They're all good. When we talk about the nutritional value, really a lot of our nutritional value is going to come from whatever's closest to that cacao bean, which is usually going to be dark chocolate. But they are loaded. Cacao beans are loaded with all sorts of compounds that are good for our health. So we've talked about polyphenols and flavonoids before. I won't make you recite a list of them or anything today, but they help reduce inflammation in our body. They're protective against a number of diseases. There's even a little bit of fiber, magnesium, copper, potassium, calcium. There's so many different things that we find in the cacao bean, but we don't eat raw cacao beans. We need to process them. So the less processed our cacao is, generally speaking, the more benefit we have in there. So if we're thinking unsweetened cocoa powder, for example, it's going to have a little bit more than a milk chocolate candy bar. Now, when we talk about the research behind this, the research is a little bit mixed and it's not super strong. So we've heard a lot of theories or studies come out about chocolate being for good for cardiovascular health, for diabetes prevention, for things like that. And there certainly is some evidence to support that. But again, we don't have huge bodies of evidence, clinical trials that show us really good evidence for it. And as soon as we start adding all the sugar and everything like that, we tend to see the benefit decrease. So we don't see as much benefit with milk chocolate usually as we do with dark chocolate. Now, mental health and cognitive benefits are another area that have been pretty heavily researched. And again, there, we don't have any strong evidence, but there's some really encouraging evidence for mood, or even if you give people chocolate and then ask them questions, if you want to do a survey or something, that you're going to get a better reaction, better response, better mood. So
I'll tell people what they want to hear if they give me chocolate.
So, see, exactly. Yeah, it works. So as far as preventing cognitive decline in the long run, we don't really know, but there's evidence. There's evidence out there for it being good for us, more so than risks. Now, one of the big things that I wanted to hit on today is there was a study that came out a couple years ago, maybe, about heavy metals in dark chocolate. And there certainly are. Cadmium, lead are probably the two most common ones, arsenic in some cases. But in almost all of the research, the levels that we see are well below the safe threshold. So it really depends on where things are grown as far as how much of those heavy metals is in the soil. So, you know, there certainly is a small risk when it comes to heavy metal contamination if you eat a lot of dark chocolate. But generally speaking, that would not be something that would outweigh the potential benefits for me. Now, added sugars, like I mentioned, that's probably the bigger thing. And keeping in mind that recommended daily limit for added sugar is about 24 to 36 grams, 24 for women, 36 grams of added sugar a day for men. And just one glass of like chocolate milk, for example, can have 15 grams or more of added sugar. So we can get a lot of added sugar in some of these places. We talk about that when we talk about things like school lunch policies. But then if we look at athletes, chocolate milk has been shown to be great for helping with recovery. So, you know, context matters. Totality of diet matters. It's not about all chocolate being good or all chocolate being bad. But like we said, chocolate is delicious. So I'm not here to take it away from anybody.
But stay away from the white chocolate.
White chocolate doesn't really do much.
That's what it says here. It says contains no cocoa solids, therefore is not considered beneficial.
Exactly.
Dark chocolate's the best, milk chocolate is second, and moderation is the key.
You got it.
In a nutshell, right?
I know, I sound like a broken record a little bit with moderation, but
that's right.
It really fits in. And I know. But I think too, you know, the other thing I talk about all the time is how do we consume it? So if we can take that chocolate using things like unsweetened cocoa powder and make something like chocolate hummus, get those chickpeas in there, or we can do chocolate chia pudding that we make at home, or we can do all sorts of different things that incorporate unsweetened cocoa powder. You can even make really simple 4-ingredient homemade peanut butter cups that stay in your fridge or your freezer, and they're delicious. So there's lots of really nourishing ways we can make chocolate things at home without all that extra added sugar, or with that added sugar being things like honey and maple syrup that have benefit for our body. So think about how you're consuming your chocolate. Don't give it up, but just think about any more nourishing ways you can add it in.
Right. Come on over to the Grand Theater. We have a variety of chocolate products.
Absolutely.
With a bowl of popcorn, you know, or a box of popcorn. Can't beat it.
You can't beat it.
That's right.
You know, and when you go to a movie, what's a movie without some candy?
Yep. So gotta have some chocolate.
Put that chocolate in there. That's right.
Get some Milk Duds or Junior Mints are good.
Junior Mints. Yep. I'm a fan all of those good. Too. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Reese's. Peanut butter cups. As
Snickers.
You say, so all good.
Yep. Even getting a little protein with a couple of those.
I'm going to have to run over to the theater and get some candy. Yeah. All right. Well, Amber, thanks for the information on chocolates today on this National Chocolate Day.
That's right.
And if they have any questions for you on any other day of the week, how do they find you?
Yep. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. On Facebook at imunutrition, or you can call up to the clinic here in Madison and make an appointment.
Sounds good. We'll see you again next week for another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.